Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
That's right, that's right. It is Wednesday, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the midweek motivation day filled with motivation, inspiration, and empowerment. And we have with us again this week, oh, we don't take it lightly, and we thank God for another day and another opportunity to be with Mr. Versi L. Walker. Versi, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, my God. I am so excited about just, oh, my God, not only what you're going to be talking about, because I think it's so important what you're going to be talking about today, but I think how, you know, I just look at how, you know, God has just brought us along, and I look at all the comments that people make on Facebook and the other comments that people actually make personally, you know, to me, that I get a chance to hear them. And I just thank God for how he's nudging us and moving us in a direction that he wants us to go.
That's true.
Isn't that
I
awesome?
Agree. That
now,
is awesome.
Mr. Walker, and every week that you come on here so faithful, it's 7:30 in the morning, a.m., I mean, you know, we met right here on the internet, right on Facebook. You know, some people would say, you know, oh, Facebook is for children. Well, let me tell you, you are certainly no child, and neither am I.
Now, this is definitely for adults.
Oh, my God, let me tell you. And then Mr. Coach K over there in the chat room, welcome, welcome, welcome. He's been tuning into the show. Great, powerful motivator in its own right. I've gone to his show, listened to his show. Very, very, very moving. You will get going. You won't have a choice. So here we are on Wednesday, midweek motivation. And I just want to let you know, Mr. Walker, before I get out of your way and let you take it away, because I know you have some powerful stuff to share, I just want to welcome everybody to the show. Mr. J. Early, also in the chat room, welcome. Our chat room, believe it or not, is growing. But let me tell you, I am not one of those persons that goes by numbers, because boy, oh boy, oh boy, you can get something so powerful with just a few.
That's the truth. That is the truth.
I was going to say, would you agree to that, Mr. Walker?
That's 100%. It just takes a few to move the masses. We just got to
yes,
keep our mind right and stay together.
And the reason I brought that up is because there is a young lady that's been tuning into the show, and I want to welcome all of those who are listening by any kind of way that you're listening, but definitely to Minister Patricia Martin. She's on the switchboard. Also, area code 347. Not quite sure who that is. And 862. So these are a couple of people that I haven't seen on the show before, but they're here. We welcome them. Also, we have our good friends, Miss Alicia or Mr. Robert. I'm not sure which one, but I think it's Miss Alicia. She's faithful. She's here each and every week. But I wanted to share with you, Mr. Walker, that in Cincinnati, Ohio, you are making a big impact there because Hope Harper, who has that dry cleaners, powerful, powerful businesswoman, and she's out there working every day. She's coming up on her fourth year in business. And, you know, it can be rough business. You know, you started the business right on the cusp of one of the greatest recessions we've ever had.
Right.
In this country. And she's hanging in there, but she listens to this show faithfully. She says that she has never felt so more motivated. And I have witnessed, because I talk to her almost every day, she is my blood sister. She's my baby sister. I'm so happy for her in the fact that, you know, she's, you know, we got her to listen to the show, but I'm so glad that she was able to come and hear your messages. And I'm telling you, she's been telling people. I've been on the phone with her when she has not let customers get out of that door without telling them to tune in to the Coach Lalisa show. She's told them about you. And so anyway, I'm going to let you take it away. Welcome, Mr. Robert. I see Miss Hope is there. Hope Harper, God bless you to your business. I got some great news to share with you on tomorrow, Thursday, so make sure you don't miss tomorrow's show. You've got to listen. If you're a business owner, you've got to tune in. I have an important stuff I want to share. But also, before I get out of your way, Mr. Walker, I'm going to let Patricia has her hand up, and I know she wants to make a quick comment, so I'm just going to bring her on and let her share because she is very faithful, and she absolutely met you after releasing your inner power. So welcome to the show today, Patricia.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. The show goes by so quick, and you don't get a chance to call in. So I just wanted to say good morning, and I know you got some good stuff for us today. And I've been enjoying the show. And for those of you who are listening, call in, give your comments, because
nope.
I've been so excited, and I've been so much more motivated since I've been talking with Minister Lisa and listening to the show. So go ahead, get started, do what you got to do. And I just want you guys to know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Pat. You know, we love you too.
We love you. Thank you. I'll turn her back off. But we love her. Awesome, 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 awesome. But you guys haven't seen nothing yet. As I was listening to Coach K the other day, he kept saying over and over and over, you better get ready. The best is yet to come. But anyway, so Mr. Walker, it is your time. Take it away.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And thank you to Pat for her comments and her suggestions. I think we may have to go ahead and extend this midweek inspiration or another day as well, or maybe just do it an hour as opposed to just a half an hour. But we'll grow into that. But again, good morning to everyone, and I hope that everyone is actually having a wonderful week. You know, today is midweek inspiration. This is what we do each and every week to try to bring inspiration and motivation and encouragement to everyone. And as usual, I'm excited to be here. And also, I want to thank the listeners for calling in and also to thank Coach Lalisa for allowing me to share with you each and every week. Now, today's topic actually came about because of two incidents that happened in the news that made headline news this week. And one of them is actually regarding an issue that I wrote in a press release about back in October. And that press release was titled, Teen Violence, Is It a Epidemic or a Pandemic? Now, that press release I sent out on freepressrelease.com. It got the most hits of any of my press releases, but no correspondence and no callbacks. And these teen violence situations are constantly happening. And, in fact, over the weekend, there was a 14-year-old boy who had just moved to the Chicagoland area 2 months ago who was shot 22 times, and most of those times when he was still laying down on the ground. And that happened on 115th and Parnell, the south side of Chicago. And the truth of the matter is that I walked down those same very blocks that this incident happened on and still have family and friends that live in the community and within that area. Unfortunately, it's not just happening in Chicago. It's happening across our country, and it's happening at extremely alarming rates. And so it made me start to think, obviously, we do not value or find worth in ourselves. To sit there and pull the trigger 22 times, I don't know anyone that I can hate or dislike that much to ever do something like that. So I want to talk today about value and worth. And according to the Webster College Dictionary, value is actually something that is thought of to be more or less desirable, useful, important, having worth or a degree of worth. And Webster then goes on to talk about worth. It states it's actually material value as expressed in terms of money or some other medium or exchange. It also says that worth is that quality of a person or a thing that lends importance, value, or merit, and that is measurable by the esteem in which a person then holds that thing to be valuable. So it sounds like we're talking about the same thing when it comes to value or worth, but there are distinctions, and I don't think we know that as individuals. We do apply it to inanimate objects, to some of our possessions. And so I have an example that I like to use, and I actually talk about this in my book, Success, How I Ended Up Here, and I also wrote about it in my supplement to that same book. And this example is, what if you had a vintage Mercedes-Benz actually sitting in your driveway that is now valued at $15,000, but in its current condition, it's only worth $3,000. Now, if you could redirect your way of thinking and looking at this vehicle, not as it is, but what it could be. And maybe it does have a busted tailpipe. It has, you know, the engine stalls. There's holes in the radiator and a lot of rust spots. Now, can you see the value in that car? Do you see its, you know, potential? And could a small investment towards restoration be the answer to increasing its worth? So in this example, I say, how about a $3,000 cash infusion? Now this classic worth $15,000 plus can be in your possession. Now, is a $3,500 or a $3,000 investment worth the effort to restore a Mercedes that can then be the envy for all to see? More importantly, I ask, are you? Are the youth of today worth a little investment to restore their vital parts? Are you in need of a tune-up? Could you use a fresh coat of paint? Or could you or the youth be in need of something far greater and much more to bring back their value, thereby increasing our worth? See, the life, or better yet, the lives that I'm talking about in my example are actually the neighbors. They're our co-workers. They're our family, and they're our future. And I think today we've been so devalued that we can no longer see that our lives are worth something. Anytime that someone can take the life of someone in such a horrific event, 22 shots, a man yesterday made it to the news in Manchester, Connecticut. He not only took his lives, but before doing that, he took the lives of 8 other coworkers. So now there are 9 family members that are distraught, families that are destroyed and turned upside down because people no longer value or find worth within ourselves. And Lalisa, for me, that is unconscionable. You know, how can we, you know, talk about the Bible, talk about, you know, love, and we don't love ourselves? We won't embrace and hug one another. We won't show support. We won't go to Hope Harper's dry cleaners because she didn't smile at me today, or I don't like her for something she did when we were in high school. Why is it that we can have so much, you know, animosity and anger within ourselves that we would do that. We're asking the young people of today to pull up your pants, to sit upright. We're trying to create a standard that was already there. And for some reason, the bar has been lowered so much that no one even wants to reach for it. The individuals who dial in and call in and listen to the archives each and every week, they're a testament to what this world can be and what this world should be. All we need to do is take a little time, and whether the group be small or large, we can again still move mountains. Today is actually the birthday of President Barack Obama. Most of us witnessed for the first time in our lives the opportunity for an African-American to even have a chance in the race of the presidency, and today he stands again as a testament of what we can do if we set our minds to what we want our reality to be. And I know even with Coach K, I've listened to him as well, he speaks so strongly on, you know, self-preservation, empowerment, and enlightening one another. And I think we do need to just understand the difference between value and worth. And again, I believe that vintage Mercedes could be worth at $3,500 cash infusion to restore it so that you can now realize its worth and that it is valuable sitting in your garage. But I believe sometimes we need to look at each other and just give a hug, say a kind word, show support to let another individual know and realize that they too are valuable. Coach Lisa, there was actually an article I read, and actually came out of the Mark Victor Hansen book, and also, I forget the other gentleman's name, this is the Chicken Soup of the Soul series, and there was a gentleman who was given three ribbons, and he was to keep one for himself and pass the other two on to someone else that he felt gave attributes and contributions to life and that were, you know, role models. So this gentleman actually found one person who ideally deserved the ribbon. But the other person was his boss, who oftentimes wasn't kind and who also oftentimes wasn't understanding. But he walked into there after several minutes of contemplating and walked into the boss's office and said, "Hey, I want to give you this ribbon for the great job you do and all that you do and how you inspire me." The frumpy boss behind the desk was amazed. He was startled and he was shocked. And in his amazement, he cracked a smile. And he let the gentleman know, "You know what, you did a good job, have a good day." So this actually laid on this gentleman's heart for the entire evening. And on the way home, he's thinking about all the people that may deserve this ribbon. And he couldn't think of exactly why one person should win over the other. So he gets home. And he yells out to his son, "Come here." And his son does. And his son said, "What, Dad? What did I do now?" And he said, "Nothing, son. I want to give you this ribbon. I'm inspired by you. I love you, and I think you're the greatest son ever. And I'm sorry that I oftentimes don't make it to your games and oftentimes don't mention to you how much I care and think and value you. Here, this ribbon's for you." The son accepted the ribbon. And when he did, he put his head down and started crying. He was bawling uncontrollable. And the father said, "Son, what's wrong? You know, did it mean that much to you?" He said, "In fact, it did." He said, "Tomorrow I planned on killing myself because I didn't think anybody cared and I didn't think I was valuable." That one gesture turned that gentleman's life around and gave him days beyond days on top of days to, you know, embrace and hold his son. Because had he not did that, just the very next day, his son had contemplated suicide. And I wonder how many on this call, how many who are listening to us, how many are we, you know, just breezing by on a daily basis, taking for granted that they know we love them, care about them, or feel for them. And how many of us just want to be hugged or be told one more time or just one time that you're valuable, you're worth the effort, you're someone I admire?
That's what everybody seeks. I would venture to say that that is one of the most sought after feelings and emotions that there is. is for somebody to feel wanted, needed. You know, we look at, you know, anywhere from married couples. Talk to any woman who is with child or about to be with child, whether they're married or not, whether they've ever been married. The first thing they say about their child is, I want somebody who will always love me. I've heard that so many times. Never mind the fact that I won't be able to feed and take care of you. I'm not worried about that.
Sure.
But the fact sure. that I'm with child means I have someone who I can say most assuredly will always love me.
And it's that
it
unconditional
is.
Love. It is that unconditional love. And people will move mountains.
Sure.
Will, you know, do thoughts, you know, things that you wouldn't even think they would do. They would paint. They would cook. They would go leaps and bounds when they know that they're loved. When they not, you know, shown because you can buy them something, but when you, you know, touch their hand, when you just hug them for no reason, and when you can express that openly to the universe, and especially in front of kids, they can see harmony, and they can
yes.
realize that the future is not that bad, that life can be great.
And you know what? I've even seen children who experience a lot of adults hugging one another, kissing when they leave, these things like that. And these children seem to be more calm, more
right.
at peace than the kid that's throwing things and pushing people. And, you know, you watch kids and you see, you know, they because that's a natural expression. I mean, little babies come in the world. And what's the first thing that typically happens to them after they, you know, get spanked on the bottom is that somebody
right.
holds them.
Yeah.
So, and even in the womb, they're surrounded by something, you know, water that's touching them. So the touch is something that they're used to before they ever get here.
Correct. That is true.
And they've done studies. Psychologists, I mean, for those of you who have studied psychology or if you haven't, you can just take Psych 101, just one course, and you will learn all of that. That's where I learned it. And they've done studies to teach people that. They've done studies with monkeys and humans, but mostly with the monkeys, and to show that when it's not touch. But also, I like what you're saying about this whole value thing. We were just talking about this the other day, me and my sister, another sister, about how we're not fooling God. He says, how can you say you love me when you don't even love the person that you see every day?
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is true.
Fooling him. And I think it's just so important that you're bringing this up. And, you know, with, you know, people who, Emil Durkheim, one of, you know, famous, great psychologist who also did a big study on suicide. And one of the most common factors was that people did not feel connected. They didn't feel associated with someone.
Right.
That's why, you know, even from our earliest ages, especially when you send your children off to school, the first thing they do is they, you know, always try to put your kids in a group, make them feel a part of something. But just going to school alone, you're part of something. So
right.
it gives you it, a lot of kids. That's value to them, just being, and that's why, you know, we can't let our kids just drop out of school, and, you know, we got to force them to go, and I don't care how old they are when they graduate, because I'm telling you, sometimes you can't see Mr. Walker down the road, you know?
No, you're 100% correct, and I do agree with that, and that's why I say we have to let, you know, the callers, the listeners, everyone that, you know, can listen to this or hear this and maybe go back out there and, you know, reciprocate this to each and everyone that they see today. You are valuable and you're definitely worthy. You're worthy
yes.
of anything that you dream about, anything that you want, the vision that you have for your life, make it plain, get your peg boards, get your dream boards, and live the life today that you want tomorrow to be. We can't keep looking at the future and saying, oh, well, you know, it'll come, it'll happen. You must create it. But we have to put the value where it's at and just feel that we're worth it.
Well, Mr. J. Early is in the chat room blowing it up. He says we should practice blessing someone every day, a compliment, a smile, just a thank you for being you. Blessings are not just giving people money. Absolutely. I agree with Mr. J. Early. We thank him for tuning all the way in from over in Germany, where it's probably around 1 o'clock in the afternoon there. So they just had lunch and we haven't had breakfast. How awesome, awesome, awesome. But, yes, we have to start making it happen for ourselves and for those people around us. You know, even if it's just you and one other person that you're around every day, that's enough. Because
yeah.
that one.
And I'm sorry. I was just going to say, comment that is the cheapest gift you can ever give, a smile or a compliment. And it costs you virtually nothing, but it brings you back exponential returns.
You know, it doesn't cost you anything, but it does take a great sacrifice. Now, I know many of us believe that, yes, Jesus paid it all. Yes, he did on the cross. But listen, he paid it all, but we were left here to do a work. Okay,
yeah, that's true.
He paid for us to stay here, all right? It's just like if I pay the rent on your apartment or somebody's mortgage, I'm paying for them to be there. Okay, well, you got to still clean up and take care of the place, all right, even though somebody may have paying your mortgage. Well, yes, Jesus paid it all for us to be here, but we have a work to do while we're here. And that work, whether it's like Hope Harper owning the dry cleaners, whether it's like you, Mr. Walker, having your motivational speaking business and your consulting business, or it could be like my good friend in the chat room, don't want to go on the show without mentioning her, Miss Kiva down in Tennessee, where she holds the Women of Destiny. Here's a woman who just moved to that place just a few years ago, and she did not go there and just sit around and say, oh, I don't know anybody, I don't know what to do. She began to operate in the gifts and talents that she brought with her. And now she has a monthly Women of Destiny. I'll be there sharing with the women that will come on August the 19th. She is also has a play. This woman has a play. That's an awesome.
Wow.
What is the color of your issue? It is powerful. And I've never seen the whole thing. I've seen pieces of it twice. It is phenomenal. She does praise dancing and liturgical dancing, and it is just awesome. It's just powerful. You need to, you know, anybody who needs to bring in someone, you know, consider her. But I know we're about to be out of time, so I want to let, and oh, the hands are up. I got to take these couple of comments. Let's see. I see 347. You're on the air. You got about 20 seconds. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
347. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. When you were talking about the children, I was saying with my son, I spent a lot of time with my son when I was when he was born. I'm a single mother, and he has been able to speak to people and do things because it was quality time that I spent with him. And as a mother, you don't think about, as people used to talk to me and say, you know, you were your kid all the time, but that was my best friend. I love watching him learn. I love watching him do things, and he's just amazing to me. And I let him know he was amazing. And when he started slipping, I made him accountable for it.
God bless you. God bless you, because that's what you need to do. If I can take just an old commercial, that the quality that you spent with your child went in so that now your name and his name can go on. So it was an old Zenith or Magnavox, you know, commercial that said the quality goes in before the name goes on, and you put the quality in, and you know what? That's what we need to do. Put the time in. Go ahead, Lisa. I'm sorry.
We have about 2 more seconds. Thank you so much, caller 347. And now I'm going to go to caller 973. You have about 3 seconds.
Yes, Coach Lalisa?
Yes.
It's Alice Terrell. I was just calling to tell you that you guys are doing a great job. I was at your event a few weeks ago, and it really inspired me, especially because I had been in a car accident. And what you and Coach Vessi said really inspired me. So I just wanted to let you know you're doing a great job.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Awesome.
Awesome. Alice and the other caller, 347, definitely, I know we're out of time, but you know what? We are going to have to go to an hour. That's just it, because you know what? There's just too much stuff to be done here. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to next week, not this week. We're going to finish out this week with our half-hour show. But next week, you heard it right here on Coach Elisa. We're going to 1 hour. And thank you so much, Mr. Walker, for that valuable information about being of value. Thanks for your motivating and inspiring words and words of wisdom that you come and share each Wednesday and other days that you're able to get to the show. We thank you so much for writing that book, Success, How I Ended Up Here. We thank you for following the lead of God and the Holy Spirit that brought you to the show, that brought you to that awesome event. Now I'm going to let you close out and let everybody know, please, please, please come back tomorrow. We have more great stuff for you. We thank all those in the chat room, Kiva, Mr. J. Early. Thank you to Coach K for also supporting. These are busy people, y'all, busy people who support Hope Harper, who is running the, she's pressing shirts, y'all. She's launching shirts as she's listening to this. Is running a dry cleaners in Cincinnati at 8876 Colerain Avenue. Please, if you have anybody in the Cincinnati area, ask them to support her. She's doing great things. We also have Alice, Alicia on the line. She's going to be coming on soon to tell us about some new hair care products that you won't believe. And anybody else, please feel free to email me, and we can talk about what it is that you're doing. But I'm going to give these last few seconds to Mr. Walker. Go ahead, Mr. Walker, and you all have a fantastic day.
Great. Thank you. Again, thanks, everyone, for listening. I want you to go out there and make this week a fearless week. And remember, and tell everyone, Versie Walker said, I'm valuable. Have a great week. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.